I'm Karen Florin, and this is the Storyline Podcast. Today we're speaking with Connecticut Sun coach Kurt Miller, a gay man who in recent days has publicly shouted out two other national sports figures after they came out as gay. They are Las Vegas Raiders defensive end Carl Nassib and Wisconsin men's basketball director of basketball operations Mark Vandewettering. Coach, thanks for taking the time to call in from Indiana. I wonder if you could talk a little bit about why it was important for you to encourage those two guys in their public new status.
Yeah, I think it was obviously huge news in the sports world. Obviously, as a gay male myself, in team sports, there hasn't been great visibility representation for us navigating through the sports world. And for nearly 20 years in the sport of basketball, both on the men's side and women's side, I have been thought to be the only out gay male head coach in all of basketball. That is the NBA, the G League, the WNBA, Division I, men's and women's. And, you know, my journey, at times I wondered about upper mobility and advancement in the sport of basketball because of that lack of visibility and representation. In the recent days, with an active NFL player coming out, it is bigger than just that announcement. I believe it paves the way for young gay males to see role models, looked up to people that you can continue to be a great athlete and thrive in team sports and be in those locker rooms. You know, I've said I would love the back nine of my career to really take on that role model, because I know there's young gay men in middle school, high school that drop out of team sports too early. They struggle in that locker room. They struggle if they can remain friends or lose friends on those teams. And they wonder if gay men can thrive in team sports, because you don't see those active players that are currently playing at the highest levels being out and comfortable and being accepted by their teammates, by their fan bases, by their ownership groups. So the recent news has been huge, not only in the world of professional football, but in men's major Division I basketball, knowing that there are coaches. I've heard from too many gay coaches in the sport of basketball that are dropping out because they don't know if they're is advancement possibilities.
This means something for all, probably for all of us, right? It's something for us to see and absorb and celebrate, but especially for the young men, even those who aren't interested in sports.
Without question, it's bigger. It's bigger than the sports world for sure. And again, living authentically and seeing a professional player, being in that environment, living authentically, more than just the sports world. It's going to be a ripple effect for young people that are really trying to navigate their own journeys.
Your own team and your own sport, women's basketball, perhaps is something more of a safe space because there are so many players that we know of who are out and proud of it.
Karen, yes, absolutely. The WNBA has great visibility and reputation with the women of our league. A little bit more accepted. But because I lacked some of those role models, you know, it wasn't always easy. I didn't see gay men thriving in team sports at the highest levels. And even my journey, even though I came out a long time ago and been comfortable in my skin, the lack of visibility and representation, you know, even in the sport of women's basketball at times gave me pause and wondered if I would be accepted. And those decision makers, the athletic departments at the collegiate level, you know, recruits and their families, if I could truly be successful.
So you've become really the role model going forward in the sport. I wanted to ask you, we can all be insensitive at times, and sometimes it's a really rocky road to be able to navigate life in general and be kind. you had caught some flack recently after you made a remark about a player's size. Did you grow and take something away from that experience? And did you share it with your players?
Yeah, absolutely. Words matter. And as a gay man, I know better that words matter. And I've dedicated my entire adult professional working life to empowering women and coaching in the sport of women. And so, you know, I talked to the team that words matter. And while I was arguing with an official, I believe context mattered. It's still in the big picture, understanding that words matter. And that was my message to the team. And again, you continue to grow and learn through all these situations, but it opened the doors for some great conversations with people that I mentor and peer. And obviously, it, you know, stepped up and admitted my mistake and have grown from it.
Before we conclude, is there anything else that you would like our listeners here in Connecticut Sun territory and beyond to know about Coach Miller?
For the longest time, Karen, I didn't want to be known as the gay coach. And now, you know, proudly accept that trailblazing role. And again, the back nine of my career, would love to be a role model for the next generation. But I hope someday, you know, coming out stories are not a big part of life, that it's just an everyday acceptance and normalizing the normal, as is a term that I've heard, normalizing the normal where these announcements aren't big. But, you know, until we reach that day, having an active NFL player coming out is just going to save so many people's lives and is going to change a lot of people's lives, knowing that they can live authentically, knowing that they can prosper in team locker rooms. But one day, I'm looking forward to the day where these stories are no longer big stories.
Excellent. Well, we thank you for your tolerance in answering our questions about them, because we also do think this is still a big story, and it's somewhat remarkable, and we're happy to be able to talk to you about it today.
Thank you, Karen.